Chapter 47. 20 minutes later, Jesse walked out of his office, with his former teammate at his side. Vic Prado slapped Jesse on the back, smiled his million-dollar smile at Molly, and left. "So that's Vic Prado," Molly said. "He always make an entrance like that?"
"If he could have trumpets to a fanfare, he would. He likes to plant his flag wherever he goes. Only he's claiming the territory for himself."
"Doesn't sound like you two had much of a love affair."
"Long story. I got time."
"No, you don't." Molly stood and put her hands on her hips.
"Says who?"
"Your chief."
"Pulling rank again?"
"It has its privileges," he said, and turned.
"Jesse," Molly called after him.
He stopped, looked back over his shoulder.
"Uh-huh."
"When Vic Prado first came in, Holland Salta was on his way out."
"So?"
"I don't know. The way they looked at each other. I don't know."
"What don't you know?" Jesse said.
"You know how it is when you run into somebody like an old lover or rival that you don't expect to see in a place you don't expect to see them?"
"Awkward."
"Exactly. I think Prado and Salta know each other."
Jesse walked back toward Molly. "Vic Prado is a famous ballplayer. I'm not surprised Salta would recognize him."
"No, Jesse, it was more than that. The look went both ways."
"How do you mean?"
"Salta scowled at Prado," she said.
"That's his default setting.
He would scowl at a basket of mewing kittens and downy yellow ducklings."
Molly laughed.
"I guess he would. That man could probably turn flesh into rock with his looks. But this was different. There was recognition in Prado's eyes, too. And it was pretty uncomfortable."
"You're sure?"
"As I can be."
Jesse tilted his head at her. "Woman's intuition?"
"Chauvinist. Cop's instincts."
"Funny."
"What is?" Molly said.
"I got the same sense about Monty and Vic. Felt like it wasn't the first time they had shared the same space."
"Men's intuition?"
"Something like that." Molly nodded.
"Monty did leave in a hurry, didn't he?"
"Bet that didn't please you."
"If I knew where Crow was, I'd..."
"Fuck you."
"Excuse me?"
"Sorry.
Fuck you, Chief."
"That's better, but next time salute when you say it." She saluted his back with the middle finger of her right hand as he retreated to his office.
"And Molly," he said, sticking his head through his office door.
"What?"
"Good work."
"Thanks."